Well, hello. This is my name's John Horton, and I became an advocate of Catholic radio, and actually a founding member of 1160 AM a year or so ago. God today has given me the privilege to assist 1160 AM. 1160 AM on your radio dial. In fact, dial that in. It's one of your preset locations. You know, if you pull over to the side of the road and hit that pre-dial button and put in 1160 AM, you'll find your path to God a little bit faster. That's it. Push that preset button to 1160 AM, the quest. Also, I have found the app particularly useful, but we'll do more on that later. My charming and vivacious co-host today is none other than Bernadette Flowers. Bernadette is the keeper of the keys at Christ the King, and she comes to us via telephone. That way she could practice COVID distancing at its best. Bernadette, what's that phone number that people are supposed to call?
That phone number is 470-508-1160.
Oh, terrific.
Now,
go ahead.
I don't know about you, John, but I think that we've got to crush this hour together. So I'm calling on everybody to make this the most successful hour of the day and support Catholic Radio in Atlanta.
Oh.
So call 470-508-1160.
And I think they have a website that's thequestatlanta.com. I'll say that slowly. Thequestatlanta.com. It's got sort of a rhythm to it, doesn't it? We could probably come up with a song before the end of the day. You know, thequestatlanta.com. Whatever. We're supposed to offer a prayer. Do you have one of those in your pocket, my dear?
I may happen to have one on my iPad because, you know, we're leading up to Pentecost, and we need the power of the Holy Spirit to make this drive a success. So this is my favorite prayer to the Holy Spirit. It was attributed to St. Augustine. And so we'll begin with, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
We're
armored up and ready to go.
We are. Annie tells me she has a list of contributors from the noontime today. Turn it over to Annie. There you go, Annie.
All right, so we've got a long, long list of names because Robert and Carla laid down the gauntlet saying they wanted 33 donors that hour, and they got it. So those names are Patty D. in Atlanta, Liz in Marietta, Joanna in Marietta, Karen B. in Lawrenceville, Yazelle V. in Dallas, Maria in Jordan in Mableton, Jean E. in Sandy Springs, Yolanda L. in Dallas, Patty A. in Sandy Springs, Lily C. in Ackworth, Maria in Fayetteville, Thomas in Roswell, William in Buford, Cecilia in Dallas, Teresa in Atlanta, Riley in Atlanta, Clara in Monroe Township, New Jersey, Perry N. in Roswell, Ben G. in Peachtree City, Caroline D. in Powder Springs. I told y'all guys, this is a long list. Genevieve and Victor in Austell. I got to turn my paper. I ran out of room. Andrea in Atlanta. Iwana in Washingtonville, New York. Kathy Meter in Dunwoody. Precious in Dallas. Clarence, Kathy B. out of Powder Springs. And Betty in Powder Springs as well. Brenda in Roswell. Tina in Swanee. Robert in Johns Creek. Margaret in Atlanta. Talisha in Fairburn. Carney in Kennesaw, Paul C. in Marietta, and Alex C. in Dallas. Thank you, everyone, for your contributions in the 12 o'clock hour. And John's going to pick up this bell because we met that goal. So ring that bell. Woo!
Ah, Yes.
Yes. And now for this hour, you guys, we've got a little bit of a different challenge because we have a very generous donor who is willing to donate $1,000 to us if we get three monthly donors this hour. So we're looking for three monthly donors to call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com to make that donation. That was 470-508-1160.
What we might do for a minute, Bernadette, is outline the various classes of giving. I hope you folks are looking around your house for your checkbook or maybe just kind of embracing that credit card, thinking, get the one with the highest limit on it. Look for that, please. If you're a business owner, you might want to become a business underwriter. If you love the Quest, love Catholic Radio, and want to promote your business on air, call us for a special promotion during this pledge drive. So, we can do that. You can also become a station guardian. Guardians are leadership givers who donate $100 per month. This group of supporters are protectors of our mission. Make the Quest part of your Catholic legacy. With a leadership gift, become a station guardian. Also, monthly donors of $25 per month, Dollar a Day Club members, and one-time gifts of $200 or more, and station guardians receive something very special this spring. That special item is what, Annie?
That special item is either a Holy Family or a Holy Spirit water font.
Wow, and it's very lovely. Beautiful. Look at this piece.
Yes.
This is exotic. I love this. Excuse me.
Yes, yes. And in addition to that, our new station guardian to contribute $100 a month or more will receive this very beautiful rosary that cannot be found anywhere but on this pledge drive. These rosaries are not only beautiful, but they have been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ and two favorite saints. And this rosary, you won't want to miss out on. And we're very excited to offer these rosaries while they last. And we only have 10. So you've got to donate early and get in to become that station guardian of $100 a month or more.
Uh-huh. So Bernadette, I'm going to toss it over to you for some wisdom.
Well, I think if you are someone that is in love with your Catholic faith and want to share it, the easiest way you can be an evangelist, and we all know that sometimes as Catholics, we have a hard time evangelizing. The easiest way to evangelize is say 1160 The Quest and tell people to listen and let The Quest do the heavy lifting for you. So this is a great opportunity to do that work that we're all called to do as confirmed and baptized Catholics. We're called to be priests and prophets and kings, and the Quest is going to help us to fulfill our mission in that respect.
Wonderful.
So, what's that number again, John?
The number. I kind of like those last four digits, 1160. Is that alliteration? I can't remember. Onomatopoeia? I forgot. I'm not sure what that is.
You know what? That was the class I slept through. But I do remember that thequestatlanta.com is another place you can make your pledge.
I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could just crank that up on my, probably on my iPhone or my some sort of thing and just donate money.
You could do it on the computer, on your phone, your iPad.
Yes.
Or if you have those non-I devices, those work too. So there's no excuse.
Well, this current pledge drive runs from today to Friday. So crank up your checkbook and look for a few spare dollars, if you would. Like all Catholic institutions, we get to reach out into the community for support. And research has found this radio station, The Quest, has brought converts to our faith very effectively. During this hour, you will hear testimonies from listeners who have converted to our blessed faith. In fact, over 80% of listeners become more active in their churches. You could use a few more volunteers there at Christ the King, could you not, Bernadette?
We could always use a few more volunteers and always look forward to bringing a few more people close to the Lord through the sacraments, too.
Yeah. So, and then 64% say they are better able to share their faith with their kids. Kids always have these very difficult questions, and this is a good place to find answers. You'll actually, your kid will think a little bit more about you. You'll have answers to their very difficult questions. 52% go to Mass more. And hopefully the doors will progressively open so we can fill that church again. 30%, over a third, come back to the church. As we know, as a lot of Catholics go through the faith, we seem to have the wandering years somewhere between high school and college and getting married and doing whatever. And it's good to know that a third of them are able to come back to the church through really a very gentle message here. And 7 out of 10 say they are more likely to tithe to the church. Father Frank would love that. Oh, he'd be so happy.
Wow.
Yes.
That would be wonderful. You know, I had a person that was listening to Catholic radio, and she heard about, heard a radio program done by Carrie Allen, who I believe was on one of the pledge drive dates in the previous drive, and she called the cathedral, and she ended up being received into the church this past November. So Catholic radio catches people and gets them going on their way. And Catholic radio is also evergreen. The programs can live on and touch people's lives for years and years to come. So definitely you want to support the quest, and that number again is 470-508-1160 to support this relatively new venture here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't think this area is, what, 4 years old? Annie, how long have we been here? Two. We've been here 2 years, and look at the impact this has had.
2 years.
Terrific.
Yes.
And that, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Questatlanta.com.
Now, whether you're able to make a donation or not, prayers sent our way would be appreciated, and prayers for this station are in order as well. Notes of support via thequestatlanta.com help us a great deal, particularly if a program has impacted your life. It's pretty hard not to, as I listen to the various offerings. I'm in sales. I drive around a little bit, and I'm able to listen to the quest in spurts 3 or 4 times a day, and it's incredibly motivating and very enlightening for my faith. I grew up a cradle Catholic, and one of the things you find out as a cradle Catholic is then you meet all these people who have gone through RCIA in your church, and they know all this stuff. And I'm thinking, how did they learn all this stuff about the faith? I never learned any of this. I grew up in a small parish, and it was a resort community. So we had a lot of people in the church in the summer, very few people in the winter, and whatever we could put together from an education standpoint was limited. So I found this to be a tremendous gift. So please join me in celebrating Atlanta Catholic Radio in their mission to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace their journey of faith through the beauty of the gospel and the teachings of the Catholic Church. Please call 470-508-1160 or visit thequestatlanta.com.
You know, John, one of the things that I have noticed is, in my work at the cathedral, I work with people who are some the before they become the fervent people you encounter as new converts. They kind of wander in, and they've been poking around here and there, getting information on what the faith is all about. And Catholic radio and radio such as the Quest is one of those places where they get their start with connecting with the church. And so the Quest is a vital part in what all of our parishes do to bring more people to the Catholic Church or bring people back to the church and to the active practice of the faith. So please remember the Quest at 470-508-1160, because they are really living out the mandate to go out to all the world and share the good news.
Oh, a shout out to my friend Earl. Earl and I share a perpetual adoration hour at when hopefully we'll crank that up again fairly soon. And Earl's already opened up his checkbook. So thank you, sir. Now, is this important document? Is this something I read here?
Oh, yeah, you're going to read that.
All right. So, you know, it's interesting. When you listen to the professional people in radio, they always complain about the sergeant-at-arms that's ordering them around. So I'm getting the stern look from Annie, and I've got to drive this out here. So here's a sample of Catholic Answers Live, heard Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern here on The Quest.
Yes, I'd like to know why. I'm not Catholic, and I'd like to know why private
If someone has a social media addiction, you know, it's buzzing every 30 seconds, and they're looking at it every 30 seconds all day long, right? Then you might say, well, this is a problem at the level of sensation, you know, sight, and the person just needs to stop doing that. Okay, well, easy to say, not so easy to do. We're convinced that moral virtue is required as a kind of background condition to getting a hold of our sensory lives, and then our sensory lives themselves need to be properly calibrated, if you will, so that we're listening well, looking well, and responding to pain well, etc., sort of thing, remembering well, and that finally the deeper motivation for any of this kind of self-command is that we want to be in possession of our thoughts and of our will, right? We want to be thinking in accord with truth and acting, loving in accord with truth. And really, we have to have all of these elements together in order to gain interior peace, or what measure of it we can during this earthly pilgrimage. So a quick response that says, just turn off the cell phone, isn't going to do.
Yeah.
The common spiritual and moral discipline of the Christian tradition, all the way back to the Gospels and to the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, this is the foundation of interior peace, right? We're not ignorant of what we need to do. If we're ignorant of something, it would only be just how to roll it out and apply it in our current circumstances.
So if the problem isn't ignorance, then the answer isn't just I've got just this little piece of information. Once you've got that information, you can go with it.
Right.
Is that's what you're saying? So
exactly.
And the problem is at a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the level?
lots to say there potentially. You know, Alistair McIntyre has that famous book from the early 80s called After Virtue.
Yeah.
And one of the meanings of that title is that we ourselves don't have much virtue in our own lives, right? So this is one of the deeper realities here. If we're not pursuing the good in a determined way, then all manner of aspects of our lives are going to be unruly. Another aspect of our book is that we think that in the last analysis, to find and maintain interior peace is going to require using the mind well. But the mind, as our tradition teaches us, really is used well when it's thinking about the most intelligible things, like God. So again, there's no shortcut here, right? So the mind that is at peace is not the empty mind or not the mind that has no convictions. No, the mind that's at peace is the mind that knows God and thinks about God. And then finally, the middle part of our book is about our sensory lives. And here, you know, if we do have a habit of living through a day without silence, without time away from screens, without exercising our interior sense faculties by remembering things, right, then we've got some deficiencies there that we need to work on. And again, these are not for us to point these deficiencies out. We're not claiming to have discovered anything. We understand ourselves to be reminding ourselves and our readers of of what the wise have always said.
Well, that was a clip from Catholic Answers Live, heard here on The Quest from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern on weekdays. So back to the Quest app. Programs on Demand is my favorite thing to access on the Quest app. I dig up Father John Ricardo with some frequency. He's incredibly thorough on teaching the faith. And one of the things he I think, wisely did in his parish was that, again, here I was exposed to these people who'd gone through RCIA, and I'm just blown away with their knowledge of our faith, and I'm in the weeds on this. What he did in his parish, which I thought was particularly good, was RCIA for Cradle Catholics. And it was a way to propagate the faith. And, of course, Bernadette, you work in that area at our church. Maybe you could discuss that a little bit.
You know, one of the things we kind of take for granted is that we know our faith. And one of the things I've experienced in this short period of time that we've been on quarantine is that the things I knew about my faith, they were great when things were going well, but I've had to almost learn them anew. And so we are constantly called to read the Gospels, to get in touch with Jesus in a new and profound way, and to pray fervently, to study those teachings, because they're alive, they're living, they have different, they speak to you in different ways throughout our lives. And so one of the ways that some people in our parish do that very same thing that you experienced, John, is to become RCIA sponsors, wherein they walk with someone and show them how to live the Catholic faith and also get to hear the teachings again. There are people who go through Bible studies. All of these activities are out there for folks if they have time, either in the day or at night. But the beautiful thing about Catholic radio is that, as you talked about earlier, you're in and out of your car as you're working. You can turn on a show. You can turn it on from on demand or whatever is playing live. And you can actually hear those teachings and let them become a part of your everyday listening. You know, whatever you listen to, that's what you become. And so if we allow something like the Quest be the foundation of what we hear on a regular basis, then we are going to grow in our ability to be responsive to the Lord's command and hear his voice. So please support Catholic Radio in Atlanta. 470-508-1160 is the number to call to make a pledge. If you're online, thequestatlanta.com is where you can go and make those donations. John, just before we hit the bottom half of the hour, why don't you tell folks a little bit about the monthly donation levels that are out there for folks.
Well,
have
yes.
we met our goal of blowing through that yeah. gold?
Yeah.
Monthly donors?
Yeah. Not yet. We have one monthly donor. We're looking for two more monthly donors so we can get that $1,000 from a very generous donor. So two more monthly donors.
Wow.
What's that number, John?
Oh, the number is 470-508-1160. It's kind of funny. In the studio, I was worried when I came in here making my notes for this particular appearance that I'd keep forgetting the number, but that's not possible in this particular space. It is blasted everywhere in here. Yeah, you can become a station guardian. I like the term. Guardians are leadership givers who donate $100 per month. This group of supporters are protectors of our mission. Make the Quest part of your Catholic legacy. With the leadership gift, become a station guardian. Please step up to the plate if you can. It's like any small business, it's good to have some predictable cash flow to maintain the operation. And if you can't do $100, $75, $50, $25, like any business, again, predictable cash flow is needed to keep the doors open and pay the limited staff they have here at 1160 AM. One thing I can assure you folks is your money is not squandered in this space. We have one paid full-time employee every everyone else is a volunteer, and so your money is well spent. You know, I see that one of my fellow travelers, Josh Harris, was on air earlier today. I trust you treated him well. In fact, we're generous. It looks like he brought some money in. He does so much for the unborn in Atlanta. He's just a terrific advocate. However, it's important that we raise more money than he did in his hour. So please call. I mean, it's critical that I can't have Josh. In fact, we, you know, boy, here we are so saintly. We bump into each other while we're guardians at Perpetual Adoration. Man, we lead a fast life. Anyway, that's where we see each other. I particularly seek participation from my fellow Knights of Columbus. Council 660 of the Knights of Columbus has been a generous donor to this place in the past, and I'm hoping some of the individuals in there, some of my very well-heeled, drive around in fast cars kind of friends, you know, pop those checkbooks and come our way and donate a few bucks for this. In fact, you know, from Christ the King, Father Frank, who just celebrated his 25th anniversary of his ordination as a priest.
Yesterday.
You know, typically, oh, it was today? You know, typically we everybody kind of goes by and puts a little money in the Monsignor's pocket when he gets one of these 25th. So if he wants to send some of that money our way, that would be terrific. And, of course, he's the Energizer Bunny of our parish. He loves incense. So the children at the school have nicknamed him Father Frankincense. I thought everybody should know that. He's a marvelous example of who of what a priest should be. So, oh, that number, Bernadette, what's that number? Who do we call?
That number happens to be 470-508-1160. And, you know, there's a Father Frankincense bobblehead doll out there.
Ooh.
And so, I think somebody should be willing to part with a few dollars to keep their bobblehead doll.
Yes.
I'm not saying that's a threat, but, you know, come on.
Oh,
470-508-1160.
TheQuestAtlanta.com. So, and let's see. Now, you can also receive this font that they've got here. This Holy Spirit water font is absolutely spectacular. I've got to tell you, I'd even spend some of my own money to buy this thing, even if I wasn't donating to the Quest.
Mighty spiffy.
Yes.
Mighty spiffy.
Yes. So, let me see here, Bernadette. I'm groveling for something to say, so it's your turn.
Do we have any additional donors that we can thank?
Yeah, let's thank some donors. So we've got Earl, as we've said before, Earl from Sandy Springs. We thank you for making your generous donation. Bernadette from Atlanta, Bernadette B, that is. Bernice F from Jacksonville, Florida. Amanda F from Atlanta. Mary H. from Lawrenceville, and I'm getting a few more typed in here now, so I'll update maybe after the break, coming up in just 2 minutes.
And it just
thank you so much, everybody.
Yep, a tip to my fellow Knights. I got an email today that Father McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus, has been approved, and they will be proceeding forward with the beatification process of the founder, Father Michael McGivney. He was the founder of the Knights of Columbus, and a very humble and magnificent example of what the priesthood can do for our church and for our culture.
And we're looking for just one more monthly donor this hour, guys.
Ooh.
So we can get that extra $1,000.
Yes.
Well, what's that number to call?
Done two already.
Yeah.
470-508-1160. We just need one more monthly donor to match or more than match our accomplishment with $1,000 extra gift. So please help us out today. 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. If you can't get on the phone lines, you can also donate online.
Additionally, our new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more will receive the beautiful rosary that cannot be found anywhere but on this pledge drive. These rosaries are not only beautiful, but they have been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ and two favorite saints. This is a rosary you won't want to miss out on. We are excited to offer these rosaries while they last. We have only 10 to donate. So contribute early, please, folks. And really, I don't want Josh to kick my whatever here on air. So if our fellow folks at Christ the King could step up to the plate and other parishes. God, there's so many parishes in Atlanta now. That's fascinating. Other parishes could step up to the plate. Your gifts would be more than welcome, and you'll be supporting an extraordinary institution here.
Yes, and it's time to go to a break. But Bernadette, thank you so much for joining us for the first half of the hour.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
And after the break, we're going to have a mystery guest joining us. Ooh. So stay tuned. Mm. Call that number, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Tell us about St. Alexis of Rome.
Born in the late 4th century, Alexis was the son of a wealthy Roman senator who, along with his wife, were very charitable Christians. His parents' generosity had a profound impact on Alexis, who wished to renounce all of his wealth. His parents, however, had chosen a wife for him. Out of obedience, he obliged them. But on his wedding day, he obtained permission from his bride to leave her. He then fled to Syria, where he lived as a beggar and taught children about God.
20 years later, Alexis returned to Rome and went as a beggar to his parents' house. They did not recognize him. He lived under their stairs for 17 years. The servants were cruel to him, and he never told his parents who he really was. When he died, his parents found a note telling them who he was and how he had lived his life in penance all for the love of God. His feast day is July 17th, and he is a patron saint of beggars.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Catholic radio is absolutely necessary because the secular press just doesn't get our story. It's not that they're necessarily hostile to it. They aren't even that far along. They don't even understand it. They don't get it. And so it's incumbent upon us in Catholic radio to do the story better, to get the story straight and get the story out. Catholic radio is absolutely necessary. The secular press just doesn't get our story.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
So, you love listening to The Quest, but can't always listen live? No worries! Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available in the App Store and Google Play today.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass.
When I was in college, I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church.
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas time, gradually quit going.
Went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
Now that I'm back in the Catholic Church, I'm a new person. I love it.
And it's a place where I feel accepted for who I am.
When you come home to the church, you're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
I have a peace when I walk through the doors of the Catholic Church, like that's where I belong.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Hello, I'm Lisa Wheeler from CarmelCommunications.com. You've discovered AM 1160, The Quest, where faith meets life, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or online at thequestatlanta.com any time of day.
I want to live my life uncovered. I want to be more than a number. All I need is your love. I want to live less ordinary. I want to be
Got to put the microphone in front of my mouth.
He got a little comfortable over the break.
Yeah, all this logistics, taking a nap during the break, probably not a smart thing to do here. Anyway, we're back here at The Quest, and if you want to give us a little bit of money, today's the day. In fact, now is the hour. 470-508-1160. We have a website, thequestatlanta.com. Feel free to send us anything you can.
And John, we're still looking for that one more monthly donor this hour so that we can get that extra $1,000.
Ooh, yes. Now, I know some of you particularly my fellow knights. Again, you guys driving those fancy cars, you know, showing up on that German steel. One of you can afford to part with some funds that would assist this marvelous cause here. In fact, while you're cruising around in that marvelous German steel of yours, you can listen to the quest and think, you know, inwardly that, man, I've done something to make this happen. I think there would be tremendous satisfaction if you would consider that. And again, this number is 470-508-1160.
Great. And Carol has joined us for the second half of the hour, and we have a mystery guest on the phone.
Ooh. Have you already introduced the mystery guest?
No.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Carol's up.
Yeah. So, this hour we have someone who's is no stranger to radio, and he's a convert to Catholicism, and he is an advocate of Atlanta Catholic Radio, and he's helped us in so many ways. So without further ado, I want to welcome Alan Hunt on the phone with us.
Good to be with you. I was waiting to see who the mystery guest was, but it was me.
Yeah, we didn't tell you you were going to be. It was going to be a surprise. Yeah,
I didn't realize I was appearing with smoke and mirrors.
Yes,
very fun.
Well, Alan, we are so glad that you're here. You have just been such a blessing to us since the early days when the radio station was getting started. One of the first people we called was Alan, and he was praying for us, and he was always giving us wise advice. I'd usually call him when I was somewhat in a panic. So, God has...
starting a new thing, Carol, is a bold venture, and I'm really proud of you and the team. The questatlanta.com is how old now? How old is the station? Is it 2 years?
We just passed our second anniversary. Yeah.
So we're a 2-year-old. We're a screaming infant.
That's right.
We're a screaming toddler. <aren't we?
laughs> Yeah.
Prone to tantrums and mood swings. It's great. But I'm really grateful not only for the questatlanta.com, but for monthly donors who make that possible, because otherwise there would be no questatlanta.com. And so people who give $10 a month, $15 a month, makes a huge difference when you put a lot of those people together. So I invite you to go to thequestatlanta.com and become one of those monthly donors. It makes a life-changing difference.
Yeah, we were just talking with another earlier guest, and we were talking about monthly donors, and we were talking about our Dollar a Day Club. You can give a dollar a day to Catholic Radio. And if you think about that, you know, what could you give up on a daily basis to help support the Catholic Radio? And somebody brought up Starbucks coffee. Well, Starbucks coffee costs
a lot more than a dollar.
Exactly. And it depends.
Yeah, it's a cup of water at Starbucks.
So you wouldn't even have to give it up every day. You would just have to give it up once a week or something.
John's talking about all that German steel on the road. But, you know, over the last couple of months, most of us, I haven't bought a tank of gas in like 2 months. And so, you think about a dollar a day, all the money I'm saving on driving and commuting and that kind of stuff, and gas is so ridiculously cheap, you won't even miss a dollar a day. That's a great suggestion.
That's right. Great. Well, Alan, I guess we definitely are trying to hit this goal so we can get the extra $1,000 from one of our generous supporters.
Absolutely.
And so that's fantastic. But I would love, you're in media, you're very involved with Dynamic Catholic. So you are what I'll call a local hero in the media industry. And so just can you talk to us about the benefits of Catholic media, especially in these times that we are living right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think about, you know, I go all the way, obviously, as you mentioned, I'm a convert and, you know, was a Protestant pastor for 20 years. And so I tend to go back to scripture a lot. That's really important to me. And I go all the way back to St. Paul in the book of Acts when he goes to Athens. And he goes to the Areopagus, where is sort of the place that people would go to exchange ideas and to debate with each other and to learn from each other and to discover new things. And it's really important for us as Catholics who have the beauty and the genius and the majesty of the Catholic faith to be out in the world sharing that in in every setting that we can. And so Catholic media and Catholic radio and Catholic podcasts and Catholic streaming and things like the questatlanta.com do that and go out into the marketplace of ideas where there's lots of competing worldviews and lots of competing thoughts and opinions and ideas and beliefs, and represents and shares in a loving, grace-filled way. Here's the truth, and here's the love of God who made us, and it puts that out into the general atmosphere of the culture. So it not only feeds and nourishes people like you and me, who are devoted to our faith, but it begins to feed and nourish people who, particularly in a time like now, are struggling to figure out what matters most and what matters least. And they're particularly receptive to that right now, at this point in history, because there is so much struggle and anxiety and worry and fear right now, that a word of hope and a word of joy and a word of love has a great chance of finding fertile soil. So Catholic media is vitally important to help represent what we do out in the world so that other people can experience that same marvelous beauty and genius of Catholicism that we enjoy so much.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Alan. You know, something that comes to mind is we hear testimonials from our listeners, but we've heard stories about people, how this has had such a positive impact on their marriage and has united the husband and wife. They're now praying together, which maybe they never did before. Or yep. We hear about somebody, and I'm not sure we've actually heard the story, but I know in Catholic radio overall about people hearing something on the radio about life, and they maybe were contemplating an abortion, but because they heard that pro-life message, and you know, you can do this, you know, God's calling you to have this baby for a particular reason. So, you know, it saves unborn babies' lives. And, you know, people feel pretty desperate a lot of times in situations, and sometimes they contemplate suicide. And I know there have been stories about this is just huge, that it really can save people's lives, not to mention the conversions and those types of things.
And you think about, I mean, you and I are living right now in the month of May, at a period where, according to the paper, 40% of people who live in Georgia have filed for unemployment benefits. 40%. Wow. So that means 2 out of every 5 people around you, if you still have a job, 2 out of 5 don't. And the worry and the anxiety that is permeating those people's lives, and the uncertainty, I mean, we're seeing increases in domestic violence, we're seeing increases in child abuse, we're seeing dramatic increases in suicides because people don't know where to turn. And so to know that there's a voice out there with thequestatlanta.com and in the German steel on the road as we turn on our radios, to know that there's a message that lets people know it's not as crazy of a time as you think. God is in control. There is a word of hope, and there are people who care. The church cares, we care, and God cares. And that's really, I mean, that's a life-saving message at a time when so much of the media is just in a big frenzy about Trump and Pelosi and all that kind of stuff, when there's something far more important at stake.
Quite true. You know, it's recently I was in a doctor's office, and it was interesting how they phrased the question. They had sex at birth.
I'm all for that. Are we voting yes or no?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was interesting. I'm sure they had to sit down with the lawyers for about a week and figure out how to correctly phrase that question.
How do you phrase that? Yeah. And how many boxes were there to check? How many choices do I have there?
Yeah. There was 2 boxes, M or F, which I had to congratulate them for that. Yeah, but
that's a radical position these days.
Yeah. And it is a man in our culture. I was in college back in the 60s, and everything got very confused then about what we were supposed to do. And I love the messages we get from Father Larry and particularly Father Ricardo about how to be a man and who is a man. And Jesus is the man, in a way, in a culture that doesn't quite understand that. And it's such a gift to hear that spoken, and spoken so well on the Quest.
Yeah, I mean, they don't make him any finer than Father John Ricardo and Father Larry. I mean, those are two really, really fine men who boldly but gracefully share the truth and share hope and life in a culture of death and darkness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right, John.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, I want to give a little update and shout out to a few of our new donors that I've added to the list here. Mm-hmm. We're still looking for that one more monthly donor so we can get that $1,000 match. Just one more. And while I'm shouting out these other donors, you could be dialing 470-508-1160 or going to thequestatlanta.com to make that donation. Just click that donate button. It's really easy to do. Painless, even. also painless to dial 470-508-1160. But we want to say thank you to Sue L out of Atlanta. Atlanta's really representing this hour because last hour we had a lot of other cities, but Sherry and Mike M out of Atlanta.
Cool.
Jeff T out of Noonan. Ah. Catherine H out of Atlanta and John S out of Atlanta and Joel M. And I'm not sure where Joel is from.
He's in Sandy Springs.
Ah, well, you know. So yeah. There we go.
Nice going, Joel. I'll pick up lunch next time.
And I hear that phone ringing, so I'm hoping that it's that monthly donor I'm looking for.
Right.
Give me that number one more time.
470-508-1160. John, what was that number?
Oh, 470-508-1160. And if you're like me, go ahead, sir.
No, if you're like me and you live in Henry County in McDonough, and you listen more often than not on a stream at thequestatlanta.com as opposed to being able to pick it up on your radio, you can call that number or you can go to the very familiar website to those of us who stream it at thequestatlanta.com and simply give a dollar a day, $30 a month, for a life-changing, life-saving message.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan.
You betcha. Yeah.
Did y'all talk about the gifts that are being given away today?
Oh, I did. I did mention, in fact, I just mentioned the rosary, and this Holy Spirit water fountain you have here is splendid. It's absolutely a magnificent piece. I would, I'd spend real money to buy that.
Yeah, that's very special.
Actual real dollars.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Monopoly money.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Now, John, as a Sandy Springs guy, do you go to St. Jude?
No, actually, I'm a Christ the King guy.
Okay. That's right. You were on with Bernadette because the pastor at St. Jude the Apostle and Senior Joe Corbett, his birthday was day before yesterday, so I was going to celebrate his birthday with you, but you go to Christ the King.
Yeah, well, he would make guest appearances at Christ the King fairly regularly when he was involved with the Archdiocese. I guess he was, what, the comptroller or the, what's the terminology? I can't remember what his position was.
He was the vicar general.
Yeah, he was the vicar general, and he handled that thing very well. Yeah, I always enjoyed the stories between he and Father Frank about the adventurous time they experienced while they were in seminary in, they were in Waterford, Ireland.
Waterford, Ireland.
Yep.
That's exactly
and the,
right.
And the question came up one night, did the boys spend more time in the bars in Waterford or did they work in the Waterford factory more on the weekends? And I think they acquainted themselves with the saloons more than their efforts at the Waterford glass factory. So. Just
I would expect no less.
Yes.
I would expect no less.
Men of adventure and great faith.
Happy belated birthday to Monsignor Joe Corbett and to his excellent flock at St. Jude the Apostle. There's a lot of good people in that church in Sandy Springs, and I suspect one of them would be an excellent monthly donor at thequestatlanta.com.
Yes. In fact, there's a lot of German steel in that parking lot as well.
I know.
Yeah.
And some of it was purchased, and some of it might have been stolen, but it's still there.
So, Annie, did we get a guardian this hour?
We did.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
We did.
So we've given one away, one mm-hmm. of those rosaries away. So we have eight left, I believe.
We do. We sure do. Mm-hmm. Yes. So. And we only have about 5-ish minutes left for that one more monthly donor to call in. Come on, you know you want it to be you that allows John to ring this bell.
Yes, I'm a good bell ringer.
And we want to give that number out again. It's 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
Yeah, this is a perfect time because, you know, rush hour limited as it may be during the coronavirus, you're in the car, you're listening to the Quest Atlanta. You're having fun. You're appreciative of the message. You want to help make Father John Ricardo, Father Larry Richards possible for people who are going through a tough time right now. Perfect time to give a dollar a day to thequestatlanta.com.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, going back to the Quest app, that's probably one of my favorite items. And when you can dig up those programs, the national programs, and I've gravitated to Marcus Grody. Of course, he still appears at 11 o'clock here, doesn't he? And The Journey Home, which is absolutely fascinating. And we listen to people like yourself who've come to the faith through all kinds of angles and approaches and difficulties. And what it helps me do is it helps me sort out why I'm a member of this faith and what a gift that can be. I mean, here I am, I'm in sales, so I drive around Atlanta a little bit, and what a gift it is for me to be thinking thoughts about Christ and God and things of that sort, as opposed to the stuff that would be in the secular media, which generally has a tendency to embroil my stomach and cause me issues. So,
you know,
help prevent John's issues.
Yeah. Today. Yes. Thank you.
There's probably a lot of people listening that are in sales, and John, you're the third person that I've heard speak recently about they're in sales, they're moving from one place to the other, and they're in their car a lot, and so really they've just said it's just been life changing. Mm-hmm. So you really, you're hearing it all day long.
Yes.
So, and then you have the archives to go back if you missed a part of an episode because you had to go make that sales call, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, I can dig in and do that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And so I missed Bernadette, huh? She was in the previous part of the hour.
Yes. Yeah. We had. We sent her home
with me. That was a downgrade from Bernadette to me. I apologize to the listening audience. That is not good. Yeah. You get Bernadette in the first half, and I was like, our mystery guest is Alan.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, well, those of you who think kindly of Bernadette, you can also provide some money to the Quest, and you can think, and I'm a friend of Bernadette, and Bernadette would want me to do this. I mean, she would languish a little bit to know that Josh had made more money during the hour than she did. I mean, think about taking care of Bernadette. She's such a wonderful soul.
She really is a wonderful human being. So to give to the Quest, give me the number. What's the phone number?
Excuse me.
A day?
470-508-1160. And then you can do this on a computer or some kind of electronic device, thequestatlanta.com.
Great.
I really have enjoyed that streaming at thequestatlanta.com during these last 90 days because I usually travel a lot. And I've been working from home, obviously, and have not been going to the airport or flying different places. And so it's been nice to have that available to me just in my home office to stream off my laptop to listen to during the day. So really, really grateful for the streaming on the website at thequestatlanta.com. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, the streaming or the app is really great for when, like for me, I drive from Marietta. And so when I come down Sandy Plains, there's all these terrible power lines that would interrupt my connection. And so it can get a little in and out. And so if you have the app or if you pull up the website, which I prefer the app because it's just so seamless, that you can just go straight into the app, click listen live, and it's a seamless connection. And it's just way easier to listen to than, especially when I know I'm going down a road that has a lot of interference, which I've learned.
Yeah.
it just makes it so much easier.
Yeah, Oakland Bridge is one of those roads.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think my sons are listening.
Oh, wow.
They better be listening, or father's going to have to sign. Both my sons could afford to support one of their fathers at $1 a day at least, or $100 a month for these boys should not be an issue.
And so, you just mentioned for Father's Day, that's such a great idea that you could make a donation in honor of your father, and you know it would just be a beautiful idea. Great tribute.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. That's great.
All right, guys. We've got one minute left, and I've got some exciting news. Yes.
Fantastic.
We got that third monthly donor. So, John, you get to ring that bell.
Oh, here we go. Hold on, kids. This is a great technique.
All right. Fantastic. So that means that we get that extra $1,000 this hour, which is so greatly appreciated. And we want to thank all of our donors that have come in here at the tail end of the hour. We have John S. out of Atlanta, Joel M. out of Sandy Springs, Daniel Quinn. Q, not a Quinn. I don't know where I got that one from, guys. Okay, yep. Everything's blurring. Daniel Q from Chamblee, Heather K from Atlanta, and Ken P. So thank you, Ken.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like they're typing in more donations here. So ooh. I'm going to have more, and I'll have an update for you coming up at 5.
So I might kick Josh's butt after all. This is a great moment for me.
You have 16 pledges so far, so you did.
We're going to prevent your intestinal issues.
Yes, done, yes.
And we're going to allow you to kick Josh's butt. It's a double win, man.
Yes,
it's a double
win. It'll stifle my issues.
It's and you help, a great and thing. You help the quest. Yeah.
Exactly. And God will be pleased. Just can't beat it.
Oh.
Wow.
It's been great to talk. I've heard you speak at church. We've got to drag you back up there again so you don't have to travel so far. Buckhead is much better than going to Wisconsin, I'm sure. So we'll get you back up there soon, I hope.
Look forward to it. It's great to be with you, John and Annie and Carol. God bless you, and God bless thequestatlanta.com. Y'all are the best.
Yeah, and Alan, would you lead us in a closing prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, for the gift of grace, the gift of Jesus Christ, and the gift of our marvelous Catholic faith, we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be a part of something larger than ourselves, to be a part of Catholic media through the Quest Atlanta, helping to share good news with people who are hurting and seeking answers in their lives. Bless this station, bless all the projects that it has going, and bless us with generous donors to help make this possible as we all partner together, each doing our own little bit, to help make something great available to the city of Atlanta. We pray this in the name of Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Alan. This was great. Thank you, John and Bernadette, and of course, Annie.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you all.
Yeah, and the number to call is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
Cool.
All right. Amen.